Say hi to Don Gorski. Hi, Don.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing? I'm going to start talking like you guys by the time we get done with this here.
It could be.
All right, Don, you're in the news today. I talked to you 1997, so 21 years ago, right?
Right.
Last time we spoke, and I talked to you because at that time you were celebrating your 25th anniversary of going without a day without eating a Big Mac, right?
Well, I was celebrating my 25 years of eating Big Macs every day, right?
Yeah, right. All right, so now another milestone is coming up here in a couple of months. And I don't know why it's in the news today, but I thought, well, I'd call you because I feel like, you know, we're buddies.
Okay.
Don is set to eat on May 4th his 30,000th Big Mac. And in all this time, you started when, Don?
I started May 17th, 1972.
Oh, wow.
All right, so what is it about, let's go back to the Golden Arches, 1972. That's probably when the sign said over a million served. Mm-hmm. Remember the one they used to have the number on there?
Right.
Right.
Why is that day so ingrained in your memory? Was it your first Big Mac and then you just fell in love?
Yeah, it was my first Big Mac. The thing was I needed a car in order to get to McDonald's, and that's the day I got my first car. And so as soon as I got my car, the first place I went was McDonald's, and I ate my first three Big Macs that first day, and then I was hooked.
Three?
I ate three at 11 o'clock, and I ate three more at 5 o'clock, and I ate three more at 10 o'clock before they closed. I just really fell in love with them really heavy at first. So I was eating, like I say, I was eating nine a day for about a month.
That's 18 all-beef patties. In one day. All right. So you've been doing it ever since. Now, you aren't doing 12 a day anymore, right?
No, it's pretty much two a day all the time now.
Two a day? Every day? Do you go to the same McDonald's every day?
Actually, my habit is kind of weirder than that.
There's nothing weird about this. But go on.
Okay. All right. I go to McDonald's twice a week. On Monday, I get six. And so I'll eat one after I buy them, and then I put five in the refrigerator. And then on Thursday, I buy eight, and then I eat one fresh one and put the rest in the refrigerator. And then I microwave them as I want to eat them. So out of my 14 each week, I just eat two fresh ones.
That's disgusting. Now, because I'm sure I've done it, it just isn't the same. What are you about the lettuce?
The lettuce
is all wilty.
The sauce.
Yeah, I guess I just got used to eating it like that. I mean, it just, I was eating the microwave back in 1972 already because, I was spending a lot of time in Hartford where my job was, and they didn't have a McDonald's there, so I was just buying, Big Macs in bulk here and then taking them along to where I lived and just microwaved them.
So, and back in 72, they weren't called microwaves. They were called radar ranges.
Right.
The Amana radar range. So, do you remember, what was a Big Mac cost in 1972?
It was 49 cents.
And
there was no state tax back then, so what you paid for the meal was what it was. So, I could get three Big Macs and a Coke for less than $2.
What's it cost today?
Each Big Mac is $4.19 now.
$4.19.
Yep.
So now they have the Big Mac, they have the Super Big Mac, and then they have the Little Mac. Have you tried either one of those?
Yeah, I've had one of each. The little one doesn't count, but the big one did.
So it doesn't go against, the little one doesn't count against your streak.
My count.
Your streak.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Nothing out against that, and nothing out about that either. So I've got to ask you, what is your cholesterol level? What's your cholesterol numbers?
Okay. I've been having it done every year now because we got a health insurance that pays us to have, blood checked or whatever once a year. And so the last one I just had done in September was 165.
Come on. Now you're ticking me off. All right, let me ask you something, Don Gorsuch, who's had is going to eat his 30,000th Big Mac here in a couple of months. When they pricked your finger, Did the special sauce come out instead of blood?
No, it was real blood.
It was real blood. Yeah,
right.
They come back. You got a little blood in your special sauce there, or whatever it's called. Secret sauce?
Special sauce.
Yeah, do you know what is what comprises a Big Mac?
Yes. Two all-beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
You know, if you'd ordered it that way every time, maybe you'd only be down to 20,000.
I don't even have to really order it because when I walk in the door, they just yell Gorski's here, and then they start making them.
Am I calling you Gorsuch? Am I referring to him as the Supreme Court Justice? It's Gorski.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. So did you see this here? So when you reach that 30,000 on May 4th, boy, we should, maybe we can... Are you going to go? You got to go to a McDonald's and sit down and eat it in front of cameras, right?
I'm not sure what. Like the owner of the McDonald's I go to all the time, it'll be up to him whether at which one of his McDonald's he'd like to have it at. But I'm pretty sure he's going to want to have it at the one that I go to all the time. But they're a little bit worried about, there might be quite a few people there because I know there was quite a few people there for 25,000. So.
Yeah.
He might be a little bit worried about room and stuff, but I think they're going to have it at my regular McDonald's.
Okay. Or you could just go down to the VFW hall and they could just lay them down there in front of you. So 30,000, May 4th, and somebody figured this out. I'll take it for the word. It's the equivalent of 10 and a half cows.
Okay, that's probably right.
And your cholesterol level is 165. What is, can I ask you how tall you are and how much you weigh?
All right, I'm 6'2", and right now I'm 193 pounds.
Wow. All right, Kevin.
I'm going at this.
I want 193. I'll put it in perspective. If anybody's seen me, I am 6'1", and weigh 215. And I'm doing Weight Watchers for the last 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Is this all you eat, Don?
Most days it is. The only other thing that I actually eat every day, I eat one parfait every day because back in 2004 when they came out with parfaits, the wife says, you're eating one of those every day because she wanted to make sure I at least had some kind of fruit during the day.
Oh, yeah. So,
every day it's two Big Macs and a parfait, and then other than that, I don't eat much of anything.
Really? You can go on two Big Macs a day?
Yeah, just what I've been used to,
Have you ever been diagnosed with OCD?
They call it OC on me, but they don't call it disorder because they can't find how it's hurting me at all, I guess.
Okay.
In order to be called a disorder, it'd have to harm me some way.
Yeah, I guess. Well, yeah, it's obviously not harming. You're better shape than I am. You're really ticking me off. So do you exercise regularly?
No, not really. I'm just a really active person. I guess you could call me hyperactive or fidgety or whatever.
Yeah.
For me, it's really hard to sit still. So, even while I'm talking to you guys here, I'm walking back and forth just because I'm not real good at sitting.
Well,
you know?
It's all the sugar in those parfaits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you vibrating? You vibrating right now? So, let's see here. The equivalent of 10 and a half cows. More importantly, do you ever add up how much money you spend?
No, it really would be hard to do.
Because you keep all your receipts, right?
Right, but what a lot of people don't realize is that McDonald's didn't start receipts until October 20th, 1994.
All right, so how many, what'd you say a Big Mac cost?
Well, back in 72, they were 49
yeah.
cents.
But let's just say now, today.
And now they're $4.19. So if you want to average them out to $2 a piece, that, when... If you multiply that times 30,000, that's only $60,000 on Big Mac.
Right. Yeah. You're spending $8.40 a day on Big Macs. Well, that's not good. If that's all you eat, you're eating for less than 10. Well, no, you got to throw in the parfait.
Yeah, that's $1.
It's only $1?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And you don't mess with fries, do you?
Very seldom. I might eat fries once a month, maybe.
All right. Have you ever... It's going to be a sensitive question here, a very personal question, but have you ever cheated and gotten a Whopper?
Not cheated. Back in 1984, a guy paid me $5 to eat a Whopper. So I ate the Whopper, he gave me $5, and I went to McDonald's and bought Big Mac.
And did you like the Whopper?
No, but for $5 back then, I did it, you know, so I can at least say I had one.
So you've never tried anything? You've never tried like a Chick-fil-A?
No.
And nothing else off the McDonald's menu, like a chicken sandwich perhaps, or I don't know, maybe a salad?
No, not a salad, but like when my kids were small, if they didn't finish up their nuggets or whatever, I'd finish it up for them.
Yeah.
I don't believe in wasting food at all.
I'm like that, and that's how I got to be 230 pounds.
Yeah.
I became the human garbage disposal. Yeah. You can eat that macaroni and cheese? All right. Well, and you've only missed a handful of days in the last 46 years, right?
Yeah, I've missed 8 days, and the last one's been quite a while ago already. It was Thanksgiving Day 2000. That would have been November 23rd, 2000. I thought I had some Big Macs left in the freezer, and then when I got home from work, there weren't any in there, and I like, oh, my gosh. And I was pretty high-strung that day, but the wife, you know, I knew I would get over it and stuff. But I found out later that one of the managers at McDonald's said she would have opened McDonald's and fried one up for me just to keep the streak going if she would have known. But that's one thing I won't do, is I'm not going to inconvenience people for a mistake that I made.
All right. So could you go? Could you stop right now? If somebody were to offer you ate the Whopper for $5. If somebody were to offer you, like, say, $10,000, could you stop eating Big Macs? Never have another Big Mac.
No, I couldn't.
Not for $10,000.
No. Probably nothing on earth that would make me stop eating them.
Could you see him, Kevin? If for some reason McDonald's says, you know what, due to a lack of sales, we're getting rid of the Big Mac.
Oh.
You would be,
poor Don.
He would have freezers. He would order them up there. And then on your last days, Don, I see you now curled up in a gutter somewhere with special sauce dripping off the side of your mouth in a fetal position with a McDonald's bag wrapped around your arm.
That's you never know, right?
That's my vision. Anyway, all right. Well, now, and this story tells me that I want to talk about the family, because to eat like that and only have, 165 and cholesterol, your weight seems fine. Is your all your family like that? I mean, skinny people?
Yeah, like all my siblings are skinny people. Believe it or not, my kids are heavier than I am, you know, and they don't eat McDonald's hardly ever anymore. So, I don't know if, you know, I think everybody's made differently. And, I remember one nurse told me, she says, you must be made out of good German stock, you know, so, maybe that has something to do with it. I don't know.
Wow. All right. So, and I just got another question, like socially. So you go out, let's say you and your wife, you want to go out to dinner. Do you do that?
Yeah, once in a while we do. We, you know, like in Wisconsin, perch dinners on Friday night are popular.
Oh, yeah.
And, all you can
and
eat.
So, yeah, so a lot of times, not a lot of times, but it was just a couple of weeks ago, the wife wanted to go out for perch. And so we go to a place that has perch, and there's always people there saying, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
You know, but they don't realize that, you know, I'll eat a small portion of perch, but they don't realize that I also have eaten my two Big Macs that day. So.
Do you space the Big Macs out? Is like one for like a brunch and then another one for a dinner maybe?
Right. It's usually like around 11 or 12 for the first one and then around 5 or 6 for the other one.
Oh, man. You know what I think is I love a Big Mac. I can't remember the last time I had one. You know what prevents me from eating them? $4.19. All right. So, well, we wish you the best of luck here. And do you think you'll make it to 40,000?
Oh, I'm hoping so. You know, it takes me 14 years to do 10,000. And my goodness, I'm going to be 78 years old if I make it to 40. It's possible. Like, my dad lived until he was 86. So I figure, you know, I could probably live that long.
Wow.
You know, so.
All right. Well, I think you got it in. You'd eat 3 or 4 a day. I think you can go back to that.
No, I'm not eating 3 or 4 a day anymore.
All right, 563 calories in each one of those, by the way. That's 16,890 calories, or enough energy to get 6 astronauts to Mars and back.
Yep.
All right, well, hey, good luck with you. It's good talking to you, and, you know, maybe we'll check in with you when the date gets closer here.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for the interview.
All right.
Hope you guys have a great day.
All right.
You too.
Kevin, say goodbye to him in your own special way.
Take care, fella, okay?
Yep. Take care.
All right. Take care there. Okay. That's unbelievable. Don Gorski. He's 64 now.